John, first pick, went with defensive lineman, the Australian guy. What did you kind of see from him? Because we didn't see a lot from him coming in. So what was your scouting report on him?
Well, he's a big, athletic, strong. He's long. He, you know, he got hurt last year, so only played about half the year last year. But a guy that, you know, hasn't played a lot of football. But for the amount that he has played, has been you know, it's very good. So we're really excited about him. Again, a guy that we think that has a really high ceiling, and we get him with Bill Kolar and get Bill teaching him all the different techniques. And he's just, we think that he can just really continue to get better and better.
Jeff, for both of you, I'm just curious that you take him there in the second round. So you obviously think other people are coming for him, or you just really are locked in at that point?
Well, you know, I think that when you look at, as you know, when you look at, you know, when we're picking, we're always at the bottom of the each round. We kind of have to anticipate, you know, is it going to really be, if someone's got a third round grade on, well, chances are they're not getting to the bottom of the third. So, you know, we wanted to make sure that, you know, he's a guy that we had targeted. And so we didn't want to take any chances to let him slide. We had a couple chances to move back. We decided not to. He should be ready to go by camp.
We saw Paxton today, obviously impressive. Are you done at quarterback? And then secondly, do you both, and Gary specifically, what did you like about Simmons with the loss of Bruton? Was that just the guy that, he looks like, the profile is kind of like Bruton.
Yeah. You know, we never say never on anything. So we're going to continue to look, and but we're not going to do anything right now. But, you know, we may, as we talked about it today, I think that the key thing is to make sure that everybody is going to get a lot of reps. And so we don't want to, you know, get in a situation to where not everyone's getting the right amount of reps that they need. So that's, Gary and I talked about that. So, but that's not to say we never will do anything. We're just not going to do anything, you know, at this point in time. And then Justin, we really, you know, we're excited about Justin. He's a big, you know, rangy guy that can play center field. We're looking for a center field. We can get TJ, leave TJ in the box. And he's also got some corner. He's played some corner also, so he's got some coverability, which we really liked also.
John, after filling these needs as well as you have in the first couple of days, you have six picks tomorrow. What do you hope to do in that sense?
Well, you know, hopefully continue to find football players and find some depth. I mean, I think that's the key thing is, you know, we want to continue to add to that and find some young men that we think that can come in and really at least add some depth next year, or somebody that we can train. So, I mean, you know, the good thing is we do have a lot of picks, you know, really starting in the bottom of the fourth. I think we have three picks out of the 20 picks. And so, you know, hopefully we can continue to add there.
Gary, what's it like for you? I mean, you could see Paxton, just how excited he was. What's it like for you when he comes in here and you know you've given him this opportunity, what an opportunity is?
Well, I tell you, honestly, for me, I'm just excited for the kid. I mean, doing this for a long, long time, I don't know if he really understands how great this opportunity that he has, you know, on the football team that he's coming to. And I mean that. Respectful, you know what I mean? He's a bright-eyed, hey, coach, what do I do next type of guy right now, just ready to go to work. But, boys, he's stepping into a tremendous situation with a good football team. So I'm just very happy for him. I think this kid, John and I talked about him last night. We love his energy. He has a passion for the game. He's young. You know, he's young coming out. So I think this growth's going to take place very quickly, and I just can't wait to get started next week.
Yeah, Gary, with someone like Gotsis who came from Australia, I mean, is he a raw guy? You still see him as a raw guy with a lot of room to grow, or
well,
someone who can play day one?
What do you have, 20 sacks, I think, Mike, something like that, a couple of interceptions, very productive. Let me just say this. You know, our defensive line coach is pretty good. And when he comes down the hall throughout the course of the last 6 weeks, banging on our door saying, you guys give me a chance to work with this guy. So John and I felt really good about that. Bill and the defensive staff just wanted to add him to our group. So we had a great interview with him in Indianapolis. Very impressive. Climbing, you know, every day as a player, as he, you know, a late starter with the game. So I think he's going to fit really well with our group right now and bring some. I think we're going to have a heck of a group when it's all said and done.
Obviously, you can't plan these drafts out, but looking back on the first 2 days now, What has surprised either of you, and has things unfolded seemingly in your favor when you look back on these first 2 days?
Well, I'm real excited the way the first 2 days gone. If you'd asked me on Wednesday, how would you like it to go? We couldn't have planned it out as well as far as when we did our mocks and the way that everything's gone. We were extremely thrilled with the way everything's fallen and the guys that we've got. So, we were talking about on the way down here. We really couldn't ask for anything else, for any more. I mean, it's really been good. So, not only we got quality football players, but they're all quality young men, and they're all going to fit in really well.
Gary, with Simmons, how important is it that he fill not only a safety role but also a special teams role right away? Because he's done quite a bit of that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure y'all seen this guy's measurables are off the chart. You know, the way he can run, jump, those type of things. So obviously, he's going to fill a lot of roles on our football team. But the biggest thing he gives us the ability to do defensively is to be, to have some flexibility with TJ being a box player, Stu being in the middle of the field. This kid can come down either way. So you want flexibility at safety in this league. You know, guys have to be able to cover. They have to be able to come down in the box and do those type of things. So, and a very smart young man. So we've added a big piece to the puzzle here, obviously, with, losing Bruton. So this was a great get for us as a team.
Final two, Jeff and then Jemiah.
Did you give any thought to inside linebacker at any time today, or is that a position you'd be looking at tomorrow maybe?
You know what, we took the guys that were the highest on our board, we stayed true to our board again, and fortunately the guys that we wanted, and they were all in positions of need, and that's why it's fallen so well for us at this point in time. So again, we'll continue to do that same thing tomorrow and see how everything falls tomorrow.
Gary, I'm curious, What are your impressions of these first 2 days, and how excited are you to continue to build the football team tomorrow?
Well, I just echo what John just said. You know, obviously we've filled three big needs on our football team, but with the players that we were looking for, so you feel very fortunate from that standpoint. I know we go home tonight, we got to regroup, but we got a chance to really add to the depth of our football team tomorrow with some quality picks. So, it's been great 2 days. Looking forward to tomorrow and getting better once again.